This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and you're welcome to be a part of the show as well. If you have not played the Harris Challenge in the last month, then we're going to open up the phone lines at 314-969-KTRS and toll-free. Why do I say toll-free like that matters on your phone anymore?
Yes, Frank has tried to curb himself of that.
Does anybody still pay a toll when they make a phone call?
Or long distance? Yeah, I don't know. Does anybody... All cell phones you can call long distance, right?
And not only that, but if you have a smartphone, you don't even have to remember the one. Because you just put the phone number in, you know, the 636, the 314, the 724, whatever the prefix is, the area code. You just put that in there. Then you never have to remember to dial anything. You just touch the person's name and it calls them. I hope that you, as a consumer of this radio station, are smart enough to have us in your contacts list. So regardless of what numbers I give out on the air or whether or not I say toll-free, you can still remember it's 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, or touch KTRS in your contacts list.
Yes. Why even the star anymore? Do we even have to mention that?
No. I don't. It's touch KTRS in your contacts list to get us through here. And if we're not in your contacts list, put us in there, for goodness sake. Let's play the Harris Challenge with our very first contestant. Hello, Becky. Welcome to the show. As a contestant on the Harris Challenge, you get what we call the five-second cheap plug opportunity where you get to suck up to the boss or shout out to your friends or use it for your own commercial endorsement reasons. So go ahead. The 5 seconds are yours.
Well, today is my daughter Olivia's 9th birthday, so happy birthday to her.
Happy birthday, Olivia. Becky, here's how the Harris Challenge works. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. You've got to finish them off in 60 seconds, and you've got to do better than 8 points. You have a possible 15 points that you can earn, but halfway there gets you there for a prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Right you are, Paul. We have 1 dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They have 2 locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville. Also from Werenberg Theater.
Werenberg.
We have something new this week. Your chance to see this movie first before anyone else. It's a private screening, and it's on Wednesday.
What?
Wednesday the 19th at the DePere Cinema, the DePere 14 Cinema.
Which, by the way, is a
Werenberg.
Yes, it is.
Werenberg.
It's The Theory of Everything.
Now, this is a new movie out about Stephen Hawking.
Yes.
And I hear that the guy who plays him in this movie, an actor named Eddie Redmayne, who I've never heard of, that he's fantastic in this role.
Yeah,
well, I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to go to that screening, and if you win, you can go well as well, or you can have the donuts, or
you can have a free bowling party. And you can choose either Crest Bowl in Florissant or Kingpin Lanes in Bridgeton.
I met Gary, the guy who owns those, a couple of nights ago. Very nice guy, yeah.
It includes 1 hour of bowling and shoe rental for up to 6 people per lane. 1 large, 1 topping pizza from the Brick House Pizza Company.
So you get your choice of those prizes if you win, or if you do get all 15 points, Becky, you can have all the prizes. That's a package with a value of well over
$1 million.
So here are the categories. Number one is always, have you been paying attention? That's our weekly topical category.
He didn't turn the computer on. How do you even know what the categories are?
You didn't let me finish.
Oh, sorry.
That's always our first category. But to find out what the other categories are,
I gotcha.
Let's turn on a semi-random category computer. You change one little thing on the show, and the staff goes crazy.
I can't believe you would trust the computer to always spit out that category.
Well, it's always right there.
Is that firmware? Is that firmware?
It got the firmware upgrade. It's ready to go. Category two, I'm freezing my arch off. Which I think is relevant for this week. Or category three, Showbiz and Sports Week. Which one would you like, Becky?
I'll do the weekly, have you been paying attention?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. The world's top 2 polluters announced a historic agreement this week to curb carbon emissions. What are those 2 countries?
Russia and the United States.
China and the United States. Where did the European Space Agency make history by landing a spacecraft for the first time this week?
On a comet?
Yeah, a comet 67P. What event did Swede Martin Jacobson win this week, along with a diamond bracelet and a $10 million prize?
Pass.
For 2 points each, which Republicans were elected Speaker of the House and Senate Majority Leader this week? Which billionaire entrepreneur announced he wants to put a constellation of microsatellites in orbit to provide internet access everywhere on Earth? Was it Richard Branson, Bill Gates, or Elon Musk?
Richard Branson.
Elon Musk. What did Martin Jacobson win this week, along with a diamond bracelet and a $10 million prize?
I have no idea.
Well, we're going to run out of time here, so I'll just tell you. The main event of the World Series of Poker. Tuesday night, he beat thousands of other people to emerge as the guy who gets that $10 million prize. And the Republicans, Speaker of the House, John Boehner, reelected Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, formerly Senate Minority Leader. Now he'll be Senate Majority Leader when they reconvene in January. Becky, let's see how you did here. Oh, only the 2 points for the comet. And by the way, I understand the European Space Agency is, just as we're speaking right now, trying to flip that comet on its side to make sure it gets the signal back to Earth and gets the solar power it needs. But the bad news for you, Becky, is, as you know, if you don't get 8 points, seven or less means I have to punish you. As a theme for punishment today, I actually went to yesterday's date, which was November 13th, which was not only my dad's birthday, but also another historic date in showbiz history.
On November 13th, Felix Unger was asked to remove himself from his place of residence. That request came from his wife. Deep down, he knew she was right, but he also knew that someday he would return to her. With nowhere else to go, he appeared at the home of his childhood friend, Oscar Madison. Sometime earlier, Madison's wife had thrown him out, requesting that he never return. Can two divorced men share an apartment without driving each other crazy?
Well, that was the introduction to the 1970s TV show, The Odd Couple, based on Neil Simon's stage play. And it starred Jack Klugman as Oscar Madison and Tony Randall as Felix Unger. They were very popular because of that TV show. And after it had been on a couple of years, as has happened with so many other celebrities on this show, we have shown you that they were offered recording contracts to do popular songs. These guys should have said no.
How do you like my new scarf?
What color is that?
Apricot, of course.
Why, of course, apricot?
Because it goes with my eyes. Very, very few people can wear apricot.
Can I borrow it sometime?
No, I'm sorry, you may not.
Why not?
Because I just told you, I'm the only one who can wear apricot.
This is a rap song?
Walked into the party like you were walking onto a yacht.
What?
Your hat strategically dipped below one eye. Your scarf, it was apricot.
Yes, apricot.
You had one eye in the mirror as you watched yourself gavotte.
Gavotte.
And all the girls dreamed that they'd be your partner.
Yeah,
they'd
here comes the chorus finally.
Your soulmate.
What do you say? What are you talking
about? You probably think the song is about you. You're so vain.
Okay, all right, that's enough.
Whoa.
Wow. I told you it was punishing, Becky.
It sounds like Will Ferrell trying to do Robert Goulet on Saturday Night Live.
You know, it does a little bit. You're right. Thanks for playing. Have a great weekend.
Thanks.
Let's go to our next contestant. Hello, Jenny.
Hello.
Hi, tell me about yourself with your 5 second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I want to plug the Postal Service because I work as a carrier, and all I listen to is 550 all day.
Well, we appreciate that very much. Which category would you like? I'm freezing my arch off, Showbiz and Sports Week, or our new third category, Classic Monster Movies?
Let's do Showbiz and Sports.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Jenny, the last original judge is leaving American Idol. Who is it?
Randy Jackson.
Correct. Which streaming music service has Taylor Swift pulled her music from?
Spotify.
Correct. Which music superstar had a mid-air scare when the rear door fell off his private jet? Was it Bono or Taylor Swift or Rihanna?
Bono.
Yeah, I said his private jet and gave it away. Which pro sports league's commissioner wrote an op-ed this week supporting legalization of sports betting? The NBA, the NFL, or the NHL?
Oh, the NHL.
The NBA. Clayton Kershaw of the Dodgers is the first NL pitcher to win the Cy Young Award and MVP since 1968. Which Cardinal won it that year? Won them both.
Oh no. Can I pass?
Well, no, because it's the last question. And
he has bronchial asthma.
Buzzer.
Was it Bob Gibson?
It was.
Bob Gibson, yeah.
It was.
Oh, I couldn't remember.
Bob Gibson. By the way, just back to that sports betting question, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver in an op-ed today in the New York Times said that the NBA thinks that sports betting is already a huge thing going on in this country to the tune of $400 million a year. And he says we should bring it out of the underground and into the sunlight where it can be appropriately monitored and regulated and taxed. He says if England can do it, we can do it. Now, the NFL is pissed off at Adam Silver from the NBA for saying that because they're strongly against sports betting, and so is Major League Baseball. But it's not the first time he said it. I think it's like the third time he said that. But he's making some waves today with that in his op-ed. All right, Jenny, let's see how you did here. You got Randy Jackson for one and Spotify for two and Bono for three, and things fell apart. So only a total of 6 points. And so you also have to be punished by the odd couple. No, it's the chorus. Here they come.
I was still quite naive when you said that we made such a pretty pair and that you would never leave.
Okay, stop it right there. The rule stands. There's no exception to this rule. When celebrities who shouldn't sing, sing, and hire a chorus, it does not make it better. Jenny, have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Here's our third contestant on the Harris Challenge today. Hello, Al.
Hey, I'm aiming the PM.
Thank you. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
No, I'm just driving home from work and slow traffic out in Wentzville on the way home to play with my grandson.
All right. Which category would you like? I'm freezing my arch off, classic monster movies, or our new third category, multiple choice week?
I think I'll take, in my best Peter Lorre voice, classic monster movies.
Oh, that was very, very good.
Oh.
Yeah, let's see how you do with the category here. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of these did not appear in the title of an Abbott and Costello movie? The Mummy, The Wolfman, or Frankenstein?
Frankenstein.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say Wolfman.
Wolfman is correct. What Transylvanian vampire was played by Bela Lugosi in 1931?
Dracula.
Correct. Who played Frankenstein's monster in the original 1931 movie?
Pass.
What split personalities from a Robert Louis Stevenson story were played on screen at different times by Spencer Tracy, John Barrymore, and Frederick March?
Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde.
Correct. Which character based on an H.G. Wells story was played by Claude Rains in a 1933 movie?
Invisible Man.
Correct. Back to those three. Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Who played Frankenstein's monster in the 1931 version?
I cannot remember his name.
Boris Karloff.
Yeah,
let's see how you did here, Al. 5 and 4 and 2. That's a total of 11 points, and you're a winner this week. Congratulations.
Woohoo!
Nicely done. Have a great weekend. After Dan tells you how you get your prizes, I'll bring in our fourth contestant. And is your name G. Key?
No, Kiki.
Kiki.
K-I-K-I.
I'm sorry. I'm just reading it the way Dan has mistyped it on the screen here. Okay.
He had a little problem hearing me, too.
Okay, Kiki. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, just love having a great time, and I hope everybody enjoys a little bit of snow tomorrow.
All right, which category would you like? I'm freezing my arch off, or multiple choice week?
I think we're going to have to go with I'm freezing my arch off.
All right, Kiki, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What state recorded the lowest temperature ever in the 48 contiguous states, Montana, Minnesota, or Michigan?
Michigan.
Montana. Within 10 degrees, what's the largest temperature drop ever recorded in a 24-hour period from high to low in the United States?
42.
100 degrees.
Whoa.
Which is colder, 0 degrees Celsius or 0 degrees Fahrenheit?
0 degrees Celsius.
Fahrenheit. Within 10 degrees, what was the coldest temperature ever recorded in Missouri?
116. Negative 16.
Negative 16? No, it's minus, yes. Minus 40. What is the only state to never have a recorded temperature below 0 Fahrenheit?
Hawaii.
That's correct. Let's see how we did here. Only 5 points there, but let me just give you some information here. Montana had the lowest temperature ever in the 48 contiguous states, minus 69.7 in 1954.
Wow.
Browning, Montana, once went from 44 degrees positive to 56 degrees minus. Plus 44 to minus 56, that's 100 degrees in 1916 in one day.
I think their thermometer was broke.
It may have been. 0 degrees Celsius is 32 Fahrenheit, so zero Fahrenheit would be colder.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Warsaw,
Missouri had minus 40 as the lowest temperature ever in the state in 1905. And, of course, Hawaii has never had anything below zero, but it did get down to 7 degrees in 1997. Imagine being in Hawaii. You're on vacation. You've saved up. You planned. You've traveled all
trip
the way
of
there.
Of a lifetime.
Yes. Congrats. Oh, it's our honeymoon. We're so happy. What's the forecast? Oh, it's going to be in the high single digits.
I forgot to pack my parka.
Kiki, you got the 5-pointer, but that's all. And so you got frozen out. See what I did there?
Oh, that's
yes.
Cool.
And I'm
going
to have to. Bring in the guys again. I want to see some Jack Klugman and Tony Randall. Boys.
Clouds in your coffee.
You probably think this song is
not
fake.
Yes. The song is about me, isn't it?
I bet you think this song is about you.
Yes.
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 All right, Tony, have a seat.
Wow. Jack, just let this course take over.
Kiki, I'm sorry you had to hear that.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Have a great
you
weekend.
You guys have a great weekend.
Thank you very much. Here's our final contestant. Hi, Rob.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I'm in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
How about your 5-second cheap plug opportunity?
I'd like to encourage everyone to buy locally over the holiday season, especially from the Billy Goat Chip Company.
Okay. One category left here. It's multiple choice week. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Pat Donahoe announced that he's leaving his government post in February. Is he Surgeon General, Postmaster General, or Attorney General?
Postmaster.
Correct. To which state is another doctor who contracted Ebola in Sierra Leone being transported? Illinois, California, or Nebraska?
Nebraska.
Correct. Which news outlet announced that it's going to stop broadcasting in Russia because of recent changes in media legislation? Is it CNN, Al Jazeera, or the BBC?
I think CNN.
Correct. What is the town of Westminster, Massachusetts, considering making illegal? Tobacco products, texting while biking, or a bikini barista coffee shop?
texting while biking.
Tobacco. According to a report this week, in which country is the world's most popular beer brewed? The U.S., China, or Brazil?
U.S.
You would think it would be Bud Light, right?
Yeah.
Bud Light is number 3 on the world list. Budweiser is number 4. Brazil's Skol is number 5. You got to remember that in China, you've got 1.2 billion people, making it the largest market in the world, and that's why their beer Snow is number 1, and their beer Qingdao is number 2. So, Rob, you've got the 1, the 2, and the 3, and only 6 points for you. And again, we have to punish you with the Odd Couple.
Well, I hear you went up to Saratoga, and your horse naturally won.
That is really awesome.
Then you flew your Learjet up to Nova Scotia to see the total.
Why is he pronouncing it so
Nova Scotia?
I don't know.
Saratoga
well,
you with
well,
Nova
you
Scotia.
Should be all the time. And when you're not, you're with some underworld spy or the wife
some
of
underworld
a
spy.
Friend, wife
what
of
are you talking
friend.
About?
You're so
this
vain.
Is just hideous.
This is just a little reminder to our modern day stars. If you would like to contribute something for punishment music in the future, get into a recording studio, get a chorus,
yeah,
and then do a bad version of some pop song.
I can't even imagine them when they recorded this that they thought.
Well, somebody at the record company had to sit down. All right, we're going to have Jack sing the song, and
yeah,
Tony,
yeah,
you're just going to kind of give your commentary on what's going on.
We want it
just
snarky, Tony. Snarky Felix-like commentary. I got it. We're down.
And somebody thought that that was funny, I think.
Somebody bought it.
Yeah, absolutely. Rob, I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
You too. Thanks a lot, Rob.
So only one winner on the Harris Challenge today. Sorry about that, and really sorry about the quadruple punishment, but that's how it goes some weeks. The Harris Challenge goes every Friday right around 5:15 here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.